Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there in radio land. I thank God for you tuning in today. This is Let's Face the Issue. Don't turn that dial. You are on the right channel. Amen. We thank God for you listening in with us on today. First, I give honor to God the Father, who's the head of my life, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I honor everyone in their respective places, truly. I want to give honor to Dr. Youngblood on today, who is taking a break away from busy matters. He's always a busy man, getting out, trying to get things done with the family and with other people. And certainly, I thank God for him. He is a friend. He's a mentor. He's everything I need. And I just thank and praise God for him and for his lovely family on today. And thank God for all of you again on today. To all of my friends and family that are listening on today, to my bride, amen, of 37 years. Truly, I thank God for you. I love you on today. And to all of my family, amen, my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter, each and everyone in their respective places. Thank God for you on today. We certainly hope and pray, amen, that you will enjoy the broadcast on today. Amen. We're coming to you today from the big city of Folkston, Georgia. Thank God, amen, for the opportunity to broadcast once again, amen, from, amen, the city of Folk, amen, amen. And we do thank God again, amen, for the opportunity for all of you for, that are taking the pleasure to listen in with us on today on this wonderful radio broadcast. And I want to say happy President's Day to each and every one of you. Truly, today is a day that we set aside to honor, amen, first, amen, the founding father of our nation, amen, President George Washington, which was the first president, amen, of the United States of America, and as well as many others. Perhaps you know, amen, of others, past, present, of, or that are currently reigning right now, amen, that you want to give honor to on today. We welcome your comments on today. If you want to call in and just tell us anything that you want to tell us about your favorite president, something, amen, that's notable that went down in history that he might have done. 904-831-0917 is the number on today. It comes right through the studio to our mics, and we can entertain your questions, your comments, and everything, amen, all the input that you might have, amen, for the program on today. We thank God again for each and every one of you, amen. And we certainly, amen, thank God for Tools for Our Time being a sponsor, amen, of this broadcast on today. Thank God for, amen, Brother Jeffrey, amen, wonderful man, amen, of God that I met a long time ago, amen, thank God for him. And if you need anything pertaining to lawn care, amen, they have a website, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com, amen. They might be able to help you with anything you need, amen, in the way of lawn care. Truly, we thank God again for the opportunity to come before you on this wonderful President's Day, amen, February 20th, 2023. And I have just a little bit of information, amen, that I took the time out to look up pertaining, amen, to this wonderful holiday that we set aside to celebrate, President's Day, also known as Washington's birthday. At the federal government level, is a holiday in the United States celebrated on the third Monday of February to honor all those who served as presidents of the United States. And since 1879, has been the federal holiday honoring founding father George Washington, who led the Continental Army to victory in the American Revolutionary War and presided at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. It was the first U.S. president, amen. So that's just a little bit of backdrop behind, amen, the reason why this day was set aside, amen, to honor, amen, President George Washington. But I do want to remind you, amen, on today, it doesn't matter or who we have as president. It doesn't matter how many people we elect as president. It doesn't matter how good we think they are. Our ultimate president, especially for the believers in Christ Jesus, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our faith and trust should be in God and not in the government. And the focus should be even the best president cannot be our trust, hope, and confidence, but all of our trust, hope, and confidence should be in God. So truly, we understand that the scripture tells us that God is the one that sets them up and he's the one that takes them down. And we certainly hope and pray that when they get in there, that they will do a job that will be well benefiting to all the people, not just, amen, the people of God, but everybody. So that's why the book of 1 Timothy tells us, amen, that we ought to pray. I believe that's 2 Timothy, I'm sorry. Amen, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Pray for all those who are in authority, especially, amen, those, amen, that we put aside as our leaders so that we can live a quiet and a godly and a peaceable life with all godliness and sobriety. Amen. Truly, if we do our job praying for them, amen, God will lead them and guide them into what they ought to do in order to benefit all people at all times. And I don't know about you, but when I get blessed, I certainly want to see everybody blessed. Amen. So, amen, we hope and pray that each president, when they get in there, that they will submit to God because he is the ultimate authority over all. God is sovereign. No matter what we may say, think, or do, amen, we cannot do anything to nullify his authority. So therefore, we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt us in due time. Amen. Just a little bit more information on President's Day. The official name varies by federal, state, and city law. It is observed only in the United States. And I can believe, amen, sometimes I have read in other places that maybe that there might be other countries now that have become in alliance with the United States that have begun to observe holiday as well. But it started right here in the USA, the good old United States of America. And it is a federal holiday. And most US states and cities observe it. Celebrations include community and national celebrations. And the date is the third Monday in February. Of course, this year of 2023, the date is February the 20th. But next year in 2024, it will be February 19th. And in 2025, it will be February 17th, barring the rapture or the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is an annual celebration, and the first time it was observed as an official federal holiday was in 1879, and it is related to Lincoln's birthday. So we understand, amen, that not only, amen, President Washington was born, amen, in the great month of February, but we also see that President Lincoln was born, amen, in the month of February. This day is an official state holiday in most states, which names including Washington's birthday, President's Day, and Washington and Lincoln's birthday. So I can remember, amen, I'm still less than 100 years old, the times, amen, growing up, when we attended, amen, grade school, when President's Day came around, we observed George Washington's birthday, and we observed Abraham Lincoln's birthday. But someone found a way to combine it into one great occasion to where we can honor not only presidents from the past, but the presidents that are presently here. And certainly, amen, with that in mind, we want to make sure that we send prayers out, amen, to the family, amen, of, amen, President Carter on today. We understand, amen, that he is sickly right now, may not be doing well, but I do believe, amen, that he is a godly man. Amen. He teaches Sunday school at his church, and I believe he's been a faithful Christian down through the years. So certainly, amen, our prayers and our thoughts go out to his family on today. Let's lift him up in prayer, amen, so that God's will be done in his life. Amen. But here, amen, we're talking about President's Day and the reason why it was set aside. The various states use 15 different names depending upon the specific law. The state holiday in May is when we officially celebrate Washington and Lincoln or some other combination of U.S. presidents. When we look at Washington's birthday, amen, we also see where February 27th, or I'm sorry, 22nd, from 1879 until 1970, amen, this day was set aside and officially recognized. And of course, when we look at, amen, another great president called Thomas Jefferson, amen, he is also celebrated, but his birthday was in April. So, and I'm reading, amen, from the article that I have here. And it says here, the day soon became to be known as President's Day and provides an occasion to remember all U.S. presidents or to honor Abraham Lincoln's and Washington's birthdays together. As many states and cities follow suit, and some states that had been celebrating Lincoln's birthday on February 12th combined the two into President's Day. Lincoln led the nation through the American Civil War, preserved the Union, abolished slavery, bolstered the federal government, and modernized the U.S. economy. So when we look at the great works that President Lincoln did, this is the reason why his name is also connected, amen, with President's Day. It was set aside to honor him as well as President Washington. And the article goes on to say, President's Day is now popularly viewed as a day to celebrate all U.S. presidents, past and present. The story of President's Day, the date begins in 1800. Following the death of George Washington in 1799, his birthday, February 22nd, was venerated as a perennial day of remembrance. And at the time, Washington was the most important figure in American history. And events like the 1832 centennial of his birth and the start of construction of the Washington Monument in 1848 were cause for national celebration. So we see a lot of things going on that were connected, amen, to, amen, the President's Day celebration. While Washington's birthday was an unofficial observance for most of the 1800s, it was not until the late 1870s that it became a federal holiday. Senator Stephen Wallace Dorsey of Arkansas was the first to propose the measure. And in 1879, President Rutherford B. Hayes signed it into law. So you see, there were many presidents and there were senators connected to getting this national holiday into recognition so that we could officially celebrate it as a national holiday. I believe we have a call coming in from Brother Tom. Go ahead with the question or comment.
Yes, Dr. Davis. Today they've announced China is going to start supporting Russia militarily. And when Russia first went into the Ukraine, Dr. Youngblood said he believed that that was the beginning of World War III. And it just looks like that China and Russia and their North Korea buddies and Iran and such, it looks like they're going to just try to bleed the West down. I know we're giving money like crazy. How much longer can we do that? And what are your thoughts? Do you think that that's where we're at, that China and Russia are going to just try to bleed the West out? In other words, they'll take over the Ukraine. We're back.
Thank you so much.
We gave Ukraine tanks and...
Go ahead, Brother Tom. I believe you got cut off some way or another. But anyway, okay, Brother Tom got cut off.
Did you hear what my question was?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, certainly, I do believe that at the point in time where we are right now, Brother Tom, there is certainly going to be a war sooner or later. And just like Dr. Youngblood points out repeatedly on this broadcast, China and Russia are in collusion together. And this war in Ukraine, where we are constantly pumping in U.S. funds, is not making it any better for us. So when we get through pumping all this money in over there, we're going to find out that we just wasted our time, because it's eventually going to result in a war that's going to be catastrophic for the whole world. So certainly this is the time for all Christians everywhere to be lifting each other up in prayer and to lift up President Biden. As much as you might not agree with him, we still need to pray for him. Amen. But We need to pray that God will deliver this country, that he will bless us. He will continue to bless us, the United States of America. I don't know how many others out there that might not believe in God, but I believe that there's a faithful few. There's always a remnant, amen, those, amen, that will hold on to God's unchanging hand. So, Brother Tom, at this time, I believe it's time for us to pray and pray like never before.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Davis. What you're saying, we need to lay down our differences and pick up the banner of Christ.
That's exactly right, because it doesn't matter whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever your faith might be. It's time for us to come together as believers in God, more especially men. We need to know that God is still looking for a few good men, and it's time for us to stand up in our God-ordained role as men of God and join hands and lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting that the scripture tells us to do. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Davis.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your comments. Amen. Amen. We thank God again, amen, Brother Tom, and for all of you that are listening in on today. We're talking about President's Day. And the reason why we cannot put all of our hope, trust, and confidence in the president, no matter who they are. And don't get me wrong, there have been some good presidents that have served. And so many of us, we fell in love with them. Amen. But we still need to come to know and understand as Christians, as believers, as people of God on today, our ultimate president is the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe when you go to the scripture, amen, Zechariah chapter 14, I'm just going to deviate just for a little bit, and I'm going to come back, amen, to the write-up, amen, on how President's Day became into effect as a national holiday. Zechariah chapter 14, and when we go to verse number 9, the scripture says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." Amen. Why? Because the scripture tells us, amen, that he's going to come back. His feet is going to touch the Mount of Olives. You see that in Zechariah, the book of Zechariah. Amen. And he's going to march through, amen, the Temple Mount and go sit on the throne of his father David. And he's going to rule and reign forever and ever. This is what the scripture tells us on today. So we need to know and understand, again, as much as we love these presidents, as much as we love to support them, our ultimate trust should be in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us not deviate from that, from the right hand or to the left. Amen. Let us, amen, hold on to God's unchanging hand. In Zechariah chapter 14 and verse number 16 says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Amen. So the scripture is clear in telling us, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to come back, and he's going to sit on the throne of his father David, and he's going to rule and reign, amen, from Jerusalem. And every year, from year to year, all the nations of the earth shall be required to go and fall down at his feet and worship him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't know about you, but I'll be so glad when that time comes, because I certainly believe that we're going to be able to enjoy life at its fullest and at its best. Amen. So truly, again, we thank God for Brother Tom. Amen. And for those scripture remarks and for all these things that we have put together today so that you can understand, amen, as Christians on today. Put your hope, put your trust in God. But all at the same time, while we are here, we know and understand that while we are here on the earth, elections are going to happen from time to time. And we're going to have to put someone in that seat in Washington, D.C. But let me advise you of this on today. Whoever you vote for, make sure you do your homework. Do the footwork. Vet the candidate. Don't vote for them because grandma and grandpa was always a Democrat or granddaddy and grandma was always a Republican. Make sure you know and understand who it is that you are voting into that office. And once they get in there, then you pray that they will do things according to the will of God so that the whole nation can be blessed. And not only the nation, but the whole world can also benefit. If we do right, God promised, just like he promised Abraham, through your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And I certainly believe, amen, for the do right Christians on today, if we do right, we are the ones that set the bar on today for the rest of the world. If the world sees us doing right, if they see us praying right, if they see us acting right, if they see us loving one another as God commanded us to love, then certainly they will fall in line and they will want to connect up with that great God that we serve on today. Amen. Truly, we thank God again, amen, for everything done and said. So getting back to the write-up that I have on President's Day, it says here, in 1968, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act moved it to the third Monday in February, which can occur from February 15th to the 21st. The day soon became known as President's Day and provides an occasion to remember all U.S. presidents and to honor Abraham Lincoln's and Washington's birthdays together. As many states and cities followed suit, and some states that had been celebrating Lincoln's birthday on February the 12th, combined the two into President's Day. So that is how we got to where we are. So now we see that the scenery has changed, because when it got to 1968, amen, they passed a law, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, and it moved it to the third Monday in February, which can occur from February the 15th to the 21st. That is how it became known as President's Day. So when we go down a little bit further, I'm reading just a little bit more. As many states and cities followed suit, and some states that had been celebrating Lincoln's birthday on February the 12th, combined the two into President's Day. Lincoln led the nation through the American Civil War, preserved the Union, abolished slavery, bolstered the federal government, and modernized the U.S. economy. So when we look at the great works that President Lincoln done, truly, he is worthy of honor on today. And we understand that not many agree with all the things that he did, and I understand that. There are many presidents that have sat in the White House that we didn't agree with. But again, that still doesn't mean that we shouldn't be praying for them. Amen? So if you're not praying for them, then you're not doing your job. Amen? So when we look down at the other holidays, at the time, the holiday initially only applied to the District of Columbia, but in 1885, it was expanded to the whole country. At the time of Washington's birthday, four other nationally recognized federal holidays was also observed. We're looking at Christmas Day, New Year's Day, the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. And the first person that was included in the celebration as far as a regular citizen was concerned, amen, was Martin Luther King Day. And it was signed into law in 1983. So the shift from Washington's birthday to President's Day began in the late 1960s when Congress proposed a measure known as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, championed by Senator Robert McCrory of Illinois. And this sought to shift the celebration of several federal holidays from specific days to a series of predetermined Mondays that proposed the change that was seen by many as a novel way to create a three-day weekend for the nation's workers. And it was believed that ensuring holidays always fell on the same weekday would reduce employee absenteeism, while some argued that shifting holidays from their original dates will cheapen their meaning. And the bill also had widespread support from both the private sector and labor unions and was seen as a surefire way to bolster retail sales. So when we look at all these great things that happened as a result of President's holidays, now when we look at the President's Day as it is today, we see even the retail market has gotten into the act, because we see from various stores where there's President sale that's going on that you can benefit from because of President's Day. Many of department stores like JCPenney, Sears, many others, if some of those are still around, there's very few of those, but they will have what is called a President's Day sale. So all of that is connected to the holiday, and it became official in 1968. President's Day never falls on the actual birthday of any American president. For chief executives George Washington, William Henry Harrison, Abraham Lincoln, and Ronald Reagan were born in February, but their birthdays all come either too early or too late to coincide with President's Day, which is always celebrated on the third Monday of the month. So, as a federal holiday, many banks and schools are closed in observance of President's Day. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ are closed for trading on President's Day. The post office is not open, and non-essential federal workers have the day off. So many of you are observing a third day off. You've been off Saturday, you've been off Sunday, and now you have a third day off Monday. And it's all because of the passing, amen, of the federal holiday called, amen, President's Day. So when we look at what Nixon's order plainly called the newly placed holiday, Washington's birthday, it was not long before the shift to President's Day began to move away from February 22nd, and it led many to believe that the new date was intended to honor both Washington and Lincoln, as it now fell between their two birthdays. Marketers soon jumped at the opportunity to play up the three-day weekend with sales, and President's Day bargains were advertised at stores around the country. In 1932, the date was used to reinstate the Purple Heart, a military decoration originally created by George Washington to honor soldiers killed or wounded while serving in the armed forces. Patriotic groups and the Boy Scouts of America also held celebrations on the day. And in 1938, some 5,000 people attended Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City in honor of President Washington. Amen. So truly, this is just a little short article. I have more, amen, on that, that I have written up. But however, we know that we're coming up to the news break now. But we do want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to, amen, speak to you on this President's Day. And this is why we have it on today, amen, because the bill was passed, amen, to honor not only, amen, President Lincoln and President Washington, but all presidents, amen, past and present. So I invite you to call us on today, 904-831-0917. If you have anything that you want to say on your favorite president, please share with us on today, amen, what you have in recognition of that president, amen. So we thank God for you again on today. Let us be reminded, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, he is our ultimate president, and let us not turn away from him. Let us make sure, amen, we know that we ought to be trusting and believing in him. Amen, because he truly is, amen, the best thing that ever happened to us on today. So, as we go down a little bit further, since we still have another minute left, amen, we just want to let you know that we thank God for each and every one of you that are listening again on today. Amen. Time is running out, and we're getting ready to go to the hard break for the news. But join back with us, amen, on the second part of the broadcast. We're going to talk a little bit about faith, amen. Faith, amen. How, amen, biblical faith, amen, how it should be established for us who are Christians on today, amen.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.